One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Comfort, are you there?
Yeah, what's up?
What's up, my friend?
Hello, Comfort.
Hey, Stabby baby.
How we doing?
We doing all right. How are y'all?
Not too shabby, my friend. What's ailing you?
So, about a year ago, I was in a 10-plus year relationship.
Ooh.
Ended, you know, and then I found myself not really knowing how to talk to girls.
Yeah.
So went through a pretty big dry spell, and then finally decided to just hop on a grenade that was warning me for the longest time, and I just didn't give any attention. So I did the thing, was super embarrassed about it. Regretted it almost instantly and didn't tell a soul about it. Then fast forward over 9 months and she contacts me with a picture of a baby.
No, dude.
And yeah, and tells me that we need to talk, that she thinks I'm the father of this baby.
No, first of all, I'm sorry. You We're so hard up on pussy. You were like, all right, I'll just fuck this lady. I don't really want to. And you nutted inside her?
That's the thing. I didn't nut in her.
You definitely didn't.
Pulled out.
You fucking ant. Oh, no, dude. But you didn't wear a condom?
No condom.
No condom? Is there a chance even a little bit of nut spurted out of your dick?
That's probably so.
Oh, no, dude.
No, the pull-out method is usually extremely effective.
Yeah.
Yeah, I consider myself a professional.
Yeah, well, we'll see about that. Pending a couple blood tests, we'll find out about that.
Here's what you do. Lose her number ASAP. Block her. Maybe change your number.
Change your number.
Make your IG
reconstructive facial surgery. You now have, go to Korea, get extra wide eyes, okay? Little nose, little button nose, big anime eyes, get hair plugs, much longer than your hair. Curly hair if you have straight hair if you have curly hair. Your name is now Juan Carlos, okay? Move to Colombia. Okay, anyway, sorry, finish your question here, pal.
So, at first, I was going to be compliant, and I was going to take the test. But then I called a place, and they wanted to quote me $500 plus tax. And ever since then, I've been non-responsive to her.
You're a fucking idiot. First of all, you called the place. Call a lawyer, motherfucker. This is like, you got to figure this out. I mean, first of all, the price is no... What does it matter, dude? Here, let me see. Let me put it to you this way. $500 will either buy you, you either spend $500 for the best news of your life, or your $500 in the hole is just the beginning, and your life sucks dick now. I'm telling you, you're like, it's a coin flip. It's a very heavy coin to flip. But whether you do this or not, you have to find out if this is your fucking kid.
Yeah, I definitely don't want a kid to go fatherless. I just can't picture myself being with this girl in any way. I don't even want to see her drop off.
I mean, this is a Greek tragedy. It's like the type of woman you don't even want to tell people you got head from. Now you have the fucking, now she tags you. Now you're tagged in all the pictures of your son.
Does the kid kind of look like you?
No, but I mean, it's just born. So it could look like or not look like anybody.
It's also insane of her to bring this up now. Like, you did get you did get fucked here one way or another. I got a sneaking suspicion of the kind of conversation you might have wanted to have if you had known about this, let's say, 7 months sooner. You would have been pushing for certain moves to be made. But okay, dude. So yeah, I mean, this is a tough one because it's, like I said, either you're good or you're fucked, and you got to be prepared for either one, my friend.
Yeah, honestly, I'm just dreading it.
Yeah, I'm of course.
It. Hey, man, you jumped on the grenade once. You might have to jump on the grenade. The
for
grenade
your
of,
whole life.
The grenade of taking a paternity test and the possible follow-up grenade of raising a kid.
What with the fuck?
With a woman you're embarrassed you fucked.
Damn, dude.
That sucks, dick.
Holy fuck. Oh. I hate this. You didn't deserve. Listen, you didn't deserve this, pal.
Maybe now she says she doesn't care if the father steps up. She just wants to know who the father is. But it just sounds like a big trap to me.
But do you even have the ability to not do this? Like, what's your plan, dude? Honestly, I'm not even kidding. Talk to a lawyer. Like, they would know better. They would know better about what your obligation is, huh?
I didn't consider a lawyer or legal actions or anything like that, but
I just think it's worth talking to somebody who knows the legalities of these things.
Yeah.
I mean, but look, you're going to raise, you're like, I assume you're going to help out one way or the other. Like, I know it sucks, but it's like, if that's your kid, one of the worst returns on investment of a nut of all time is this, like, is, you thought you're like, all right, I'm gonna clear the pipes, I need to start getting a little pussy, and then we'll it doesn't matter from who, I just need to get back in the game. I'm still heartbroken, I'm too awkward to talk to anybody I'm attracted to. This person has been after me for a while. What's the worst that could happen? And this is literally possibly it. Oh fuck, dude.
I really struck out with this one.
This, hey, listen, you know, whatever. And here's the other thing. All right, you got to figure this out. Either take the test, talk to a lawyer, whatever. And then if it's not your kid, you've been granted a second lease on life. Don't take it for granted. And if it is your kid, what do you think happens then? What's your move?
I'm definitely going to be in his life. Hopefully I could fight for full custody.
Oh, wow.
That would be my goal, to get full custody of the kid and, you know, rarely have to deal with her.
Damn. How ugly is this fucking woman? This man would rather be a single father than have to take a fucking Easter pick.
Look, I'm 27, and I've had a friend since I've been 6 years old, sort of like you and eldest, and I refuse to even tell him about it.
Oh, wow. My God, dude. Okay. Well, listen, if that's your goal, definitely talk to a lawyer, because then maybe the fact that she hid this from you, like, until right now, maybe that factors in. Go do that. Go talk to somebody who knows about paternity stuff, if this is what you want to do. I can't tell, you know, I honestly, at this point, we're over my expertise. I would say talk to a lawyer, and good luck and God bless, my friend.
Yeah.
You're in a tough one.
It feels like either way you should and you want to do that paternity test, so.
Yeah.
I feel like that won't hurt no matter what.
Well, I would say talk to the lawyer first.
Really?
Just in general. Just to know what the order of things should be, like, you know what I mean? Like, if his goal is like, I want full custody, then who knows what keeping a lines of communication opens means in the legal. I don't know. I don't know anything. But good luck. Even if you don't want us to tell anyone, you gotta let us know what happened. Yeah. Even if it's just for me and Eldis, we need to know if this is your kid or not.
I'll definitely follow back up with y'all.
You gotta follow back up.
And
good
listen,
luck. You'll make a great father come fart. Yeah.
Thank you.
And come fart if you're comfortable, we could listen, we'd love to do this on the show. So if you're comfortable, let us know. We'll do the update. But if you don't want to put it back on the show, just let us know, okay?
It's like, get us in touch.
Oh, no, y'all have 3 minutes to do whatever.
Get us in touch with whoever does the paternity test.
Oh my God. Have them, our Moriarty.
Have them send us the results before you see them. And we'll read the results live on there.
Holy fucking shit.
We gotta do a Mari, dude.
We will pay you $1,000. We will cover the cost of the paternity test and $500 extra if you let us read the results to you. And you have to not know what they are, and you have to be on camera. Those are our stipulations. Wow. Talk to Eldis offline. We'll figure this out. Come fart.
DM me, come fart.
All right, I got y'all. Good luck, dude.
Good luck,
y'all.
Buddy.
Good luck.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.